Some people asked me to record my 4 minutes for life. I had no clue what to say. We carry so much stories and anecdotes of our lives that I almost couldn't choose what to tell. Eventually, I discovered a topic while talking. It was not as easy as I thought it would be, so thank you for everyone I put in this situation. I really appreciate what you're going through. There's so much pressure in it. However, I hope you like my 4 minutes and enjoy. Hi, this is Cindy talking, and these are my 4 minutes for life. Some people requested that for a while already. And I thought Christmas is a nice time to do that. So I'm going to jump right into that. And I want to start with that I actually, to now, never actively thought about what I would basically share in my 4 minutes. Because obviously we do carry all kinds of different stories in our bodies and hearts. And I do too. Like, there has been moments of fear and anxiety, moments of depression, moments of a lot of joy and exploration and experiments. And all of these things are valuable and a beautiful thing to share. But it's only 4 minutes and you get to decide what you're choosing to share. And it just got to me that there's one thing I want to share, and it is us changing always, and I want to bring awareness to that, and I want to raise awareness to the beauty of our changes, because I realized over the last time, like over the last year, that change comes with a lot of sacrifices, and most sacrifices are very difficult to take, and eventually you would lose people and narratives, identity, and that's not easy. And eventually you also would discover some sort of contradiction to the person you have been, or you would discover some sort of polarity, or maybe it even happens that you would turn out to be not logic all the time. And I think in the midst of contradiction and in the midst of polarity and in the midst of becoming one thing, coming from one place to another, there's truth, and there's like the core of who we are, who we really are. And I think that's the beautiful thing about change, is it eliminates clutter and it eliminates everything that's not serving us. And there's nothing at all to be scared of. And I know that people get nervous when it comes to change, and even though they're saying, yeah, you should change and change is a good thing, you can just feel the vibration of pure anxiety around it, and I understand that so well. But especially this year with 2020 going on, I realized how much I love and chase change, the middle of extremes, which comes from change, you know. And if there's one thing I want to share, is that we as a human, we do have the right to be a contradiction. And we do have the right to carry polarity in us. And we do have the right to change and rethink and just become something or someone else. We do have the right to go a different path based on new information. And no matter what you do, the worst scenario that can be is you just get another story to tell about how you became the person you are. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Thank you. That was me. That was my 4 minutes for life. I really did enjoy to record this episode for you. I don't want to miss out to wish you a Merry Christmas. I hope you're going to spend a beautiful time with your loved ones, and I hope you can find some peace and some quiet to reflect a little bit on 2020, because next week it's going to be last episode and it's going to be the end of 2020. Thank you for listening to this episode, and see you next week.